from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
I grew up here in Homestead and grew up in the steel mill days, so a lot of steel mills.
Flesh and blood principalities, battle over spiritual policies, thinking that the one is going to follow.
We were responsible for our community. You know, we say we need help, but we got to learn how to help ourselves.
A lot of people who are pioneers and icons who got us to where we are today because they used their brains. If they used their fists, we would never have heard about them.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Mubarak Ismaili, age 36 at the time of this interview.
I grew up in Homewood on Idlewild Street. We moved around a lot. We went on Idlewild, then we moved to Homewood Ave, then we moved to Shetland and Lincoln, then we moved to Wilkesburg. But our roots are planted in Homewood. You know, my father was an activist in Homewood. He was one of the founders of the Harambe Black Arts Festival. He always kept us involved, whether it was with the CCAC summer programs, anything going on in the community, Homewood football and cheerleading. He always just kept us active in the community. When I was growing up, well, we're Muslim, so a typical day is early morning prayer, and then, you know, we go to school. And for a while, we went to a Muslim school in Oakland. It was called Madrasa. And then when that closed, we were homeschooled. If you can imagine your parents as your teachers, so if you don't listen, you get popped. So I was homeschooled until ninth grade. That's when I went to Westinghouse. I was salutatorian, so I think I was an excellent student. You know, I got good recommendations from all my teachers. Mr. Young, the principal, God rest his soul, he also gave me high recommendations. I tried to be a leader in school, not follow any type of negativity, or I was just my own individual. That's what I try to stress in all the kids that I'm mentoring now, is be your own individual. Don't follow what everybody else is doing. Always try to do the right thing, even though I know that's difficult, so I think my high school experience was a culture shock for me, coming from being homeschooled to Westinghouse ninth grade, if you can imagine. It was a little crazy, but I adapted well, I adjusted well. You know, I had core values and beliefs that was instilled in me as an early age from my parents, so I adjusted. My college career was crazy as well. I played high school football, and I ended up first going to Morehead State in Kentucky on a partial football scholarship. I didn't like it up there. I ended up transferring to Temple University, where I walked on the Temple's football team for 1 year. Re-injured my leg, and then I hung up the football thing because I was getting, my knee had like 3 surgeries on it already. Then I transferred to Pitt, and then I finished at Pitt, got my degree at Pitt. I supervised 2 mental health programs, one in Swissvale and one in Rankin. In my nonprofit career, I'm the president of Homewood Community Sports, an organization that's been in existence since the 1960s. One of my teams, it was my 7 and 8 year olds. They started off 1 and 5 or 1 and 6. There was a lot of people talking about them within our organization, within Pittsburgh, Facebook, social media, talking about, man, they're nasty. They're getting beat on and all of this. And I remember the kids used to come up to me sad at practice, like, yeah, coach, they were talking about us on Facebook and blah, blah, blah. And I used to always tell them, listen, man, like, somebody's always going to talk about you. Always. That there's never going to be a time where you don't got somebody talking about you. Somebody's always going to talk about you. Don't let that stop you from your goal. Just keep working hard. Don't quit. Believe in yourself. Believe in your teammates. And we end up sneaking into the playoffs, and they won the championship. Starting off 1-6, where everybody doubted them. But they believed in themselves, and they won the championship. We bought them new jerseys. Man, if you'd have seen their faces, man. Like, seeing their faces, all the stress of dealing with people trying to hate on some kids, it just went away, man. And then we bought them championship jackets. And if you just seen their face, man, it's like, that's what it's all about for real. So in the criminal justice field, you know, my goal was to become an attorney. Still is my goal, actually. But, you know, life happens. You know, I had kids. You know, got to pay bills. So I end up working in the mental health field, which to me is related to the criminal justice field because it's the same politics and bureaucrat that you got to go through. And people of color even get shafted in the mental health field. So through working in that mental health field, you know, my leadership qualities just moved me up the chain quick to where I was a supervisor, program director. So that's where I'm at in the stage of my life now. But being an attorney is still a goal of mine. Different people see success different ways. Like, my success may be different from your success. But, you know, we need to encourage people to finish. And whatever they start, as long as you finish it, as long as you did your best, then you're a success, in my opinion. Once you're in school, don't stop until you get your doctorate degree. Because what we have to do is be the boss. And if you have your doctorate, which is the highest level of education, then any business you go into, you're going to be the boss. You're going to set your own terms, make the own rules. So as Black people, we have to be entrepreneurs and bosses. That's the only way we're going to make impactful change. Because otherwise, it's going to be the same thing. That's how you got to think. Like, because we can't be a selfish people, man. Like, you got to do for your people, man. Don't just do for yourself. Because at the end of the day, when you have your kids and your kids have kids, you're trying to leave a legacy. You're trying to make it better for your kids' kids. And that's being selfless. You understand what I'm saying? So getting into politics, getting your doctorate, becoming a boss of what you're doing, they'll all be impactful and making change for the future. And right now. Change right now and for the future.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Sean McGinnister and Micah Standback. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at crossingfences.org.